Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Anda bersama saya Nina Rozman dan anda sedang menyaksikan Niaga Awani bersama saya jam 9 pagi hingga 10.30 pagi di mana kami akan bawakan pelbagai perkembangan terkini mengenai ringgit prestasi Bursa Malaysia termasuk juga dengan bagaimanakah trend ataupun kita boleh cakap performance di pasaran serantau. Okey, kita akan mulakan pada pagi ini. Izinkan saya untuk berbahasa Inggeris untuk kita berdiskusi tentang tajuk seterusnya bersama tetamu kita. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim recent economic policy changes as discussed in the mid-term review of the 12 Malaysia plans are expected to be difficult to execute and could affect the political stability of the current unity government, according to analysts. In his presentation to Parliament on September 11, Anwar mentioned plans to introduce specific subsidies and explore ways to increase the country's tax revenue, among other measures. The debate surrounding the introduction of the Goods and Services Tax, GST, amid an ongoing economic recovery is characterized by concerns regarding both the timing of this fiscal policy change and its potential consequences. The key questions revolves around whether it is prudent to implement such a tax at a time when the economy is still regaining its footing after a period of instability and uncertainty. To discuss further, I would welcome you, Dr. Virenderjit Singh, the Trico Malaysia Non-Executive Chairman. I want to say thank you very much, Doctor, for joining us this morning. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
All right. Talking about tax, usually not a people's favorite subject, and asking whether it's the suitable time to implement, it's never the right time. Talking about when the economy is still recovering, should we introduce GST right now, Doctor?
Okay, two aspects to this. One is, do we announce a GST, but the execution can be years later? That's one. And so I think the comments made by the relevant minister was about the government considering GST. But if they were to implement, I think it will be about 2 years down the road or 3 years. So that's important to bear in mind. So the question therefore is, can we introduce it, let's say next year, effectively starts off in January or June next year? I still think it's too early in terms of awareness. I think you still need to build awareness, although many people are now a bit more educated on what GST is. But the economy is still recovering. We still have businesses which need the relevant support. And we still have some concerns about inflation. So until we manage that, we shouldn't be actually introducing the GST yet. But we can announce it with a plan to say 2 years or 3 years from now, we hope to be able to introduce a GST. So that's how I see the situation.
As you mentioned, identifying the optimal timing for GST implementation is absolutely crucial to ensure it does not hinder economy recovery. All right, since you say it's to be estimation to start next year, maybe you can share with us what is the percentage? Maybe is it we can start 6% right away or maybe at a lower base?
Yeah, it's always difficult because many commentators talk about lowering it to 3% or 2% or 4%. It's not so simple as that. I think the question about GST, just as the question should be asked about the current sales tax and service tax as well. Remember, we have an SST at the moment, and we are talking about a GST which will replace the SST. So currently, even in the SST for services is 6%. For sales tax, it's about 10%. So the question, therefore, is about widening the coverage of the tax on goods and services. So GST normally would widen the coverage and cover more goods and services in the market, right? Compared to the current SST, which I think only covers about 38% of goods and services. So if you widen it and cover, let's say, 70% of all goods and services, then you should be able to collect more tax. And maybe you can bring down the tax rate from the original 6%, maybe to 5 or 4% at the most. But the government has to also bear in mind that they need additional revenue. So if you bring down the tax rate to 4%, you may not get the additional revenue. You may match what we collect in SST, maybe a little bit more, 5 billion more. But if the government wants more, then I think you should stick to a 6% tax rate like what we have done way back in 2015 when we first introduced the GST.
Malaysia has implemented GST before. Maybe you can share with us what should we learn and have we learned from the previous implementation of tax?
Yeah, I think one of the challenges we had is that profiteering was happening among traders, where actually they were supposed to only charge a GST on the output, on sales, but in their pricing, they do get back all the credits for the GST they paid on all the inputs they use in the business. But unfortunately, many of them started not to take that into account. They just added it on to their final price, and therefore prices increased. So one of the weaknesses we had was that profiteering could not be curtailed. And this was because the power to curtail profiteering was sitting in the Ministry of Consumer and Affairs, rather than sitting with the customs authorities in terms of this one weakness. So I think we should put this aspect of monitoring on profiteering should be coming under the customs department rather than another ministry. So that was one weakness. The second weakness is all about perhaps greater awareness. Although we did a lot of, campaigns on the GST when we first introduced it, perhaps it didn't reach the level or the extent of traders that we wanted to. And the awareness was poor. The third thing was actually about the refunds, because particularly when you're zero rated products, you do get back refunds of all your input taxes. Or if you're exporting, you'll get back refunds. Refunds became very difficult to get back from the customs authorities. And that to me was a major weakness, because you have to promise refunds. And there was a promise that refunds would be made within 14 days after filing your claim. But unfortunately, there were challenges because the customs authorities perhaps had reason to suspect claims. They had to do audits. And until now, years after the GST has already been terminated and ended, we still have many cases where the GST refunds have not been made. So that's another area that we need to manage. The final one is all about trying to give more accountability to the nation and the people about how the collection that they make from GST and how will that be utilized in the context of spending and what do we spend on. So we can talk about the budget and we talk about various expenditure ministries, but I think you need to be a bit more detailed about how you're going to spend the money, because taxpayers feel that they are contributing and they want to see their money being used well. My last point is on the GST is also one major issue that Malaysia has. Many individuals are not within the income tax net and they are not paying income taxes. As you know, only 15% of the labor force actually pays income taxes, because the rest and their wages fall below the threshold. So the psychological effect of all this is that when you introduce a tax, people get annoyed because they are being taxed when they haven't actually suffered tax before. That's another area we need to manage going forward. I think education and awareness is very crucial in this context. So those are the lessons that I think we should be looking at.
All right, those are some of major weaknesses that needs to be improved if we are going to implement the next GST. We know that implementing or doing the GST, we need to look at the current economy's states. How about other type of tax? Maybe we can touch on the regarding capital gains tax or other forms of taxation on capital. Maybe you can share with us, is it the right move to introduce it? Maybe because it's important to evaluate this other capital-related taxes that essentially requires a careful analysis of their economy consequences. What is your opinion on this, Doctor?
Before we talk about the capital gains tax, I also feel that instead of talking about the GST, we should look at our current sales tax and service tax. Maybe there are areas of we can implement and slowly widen it over time on the relevant goods that we can apply it on, not on every good and service. So there could be some. So that's one area to fix. And I think while we are thinking in the long term of GST years down the road, we should look at the current sales tax and service tax to make it more efficient. Now, coming back to the other taxes, obviously the government's main focus is that they need to increase their revenue collection. And that primarily comes from tax. And we need to bear in mind that our reliance on petroleum revenue is one still continues to be a problem. We have a substantial amount of national revenue coming from petroleum-based products, and we need to do that. So therefore, the issue is we are looking now at other sources. My own concern is really about we should continue to focus on income tax and our existing sales and service tax. I'm sure there are many efficiencies we can introduce. We can curtail evasion. We can bring more people into the net who are supposed to be paying. So we need to focus on that. Administrative tax administration has to be further enhanced. The second thing is about this capital gains tax. Technically speaking, we do have a form of a capital gains tax. We call it a real property gains tax. There's always been around on real property. This concern about the capital gains tax was raised last budget. And this is actually meant to be imposed only on the sale of shares in unlisted companies. So it's not going to be something, and the Prime Minister has announced this very clearly in the budget and subsequently that this is not going to impact the listed company shares. This is only going to be private entities selling off shares in their companies for huge amounts, and they're going to charge a small amount out of that will be paid as a capital gains tax. So from my perspective, if you do that, I think that's an imposition of the tax on profit that one makes. So I don't have any real concerns about that. I don't think that is going to be going to create huge issues. This is an add-on to inflation. This simply is a portion of the profit mix. You don't make a profit, there wouldn't be a capital gains tax.
All right.
So I think what many people are concerned about is that this will slowly widen in the future to cover other types of capital gains. That may well happen. But again, we need to bear in mind that the world is changing. Mm-hmm. And even in the countries around the world, we are imposing taxes now on capital gains as well as income gains. So I think we are moving ahead in terms of being aligned with various other European and developed nations. But we need to take it one step at a time. We need this carefully. We need to look at engagement and consultation.
There's definitely a lot of things to look at, talking about implementation of GST. If we are going to do it, maybe probably around, like you said, probably next year.
Yes.
Fundamentally, these deliberations are of utmost significance as they serve as the crucible for moulding a nation's economic policies and fiscal strategies. They serve as the bulwark to guarantee that the choices crafted by policymakers are truly informed, duly considering the multifaceted ramifications on both the immediate and enduring aspect of the economy and the welfare of its policy. And again, I want to say thank you very much to Dr. Viridjit Singh, the Tricom Malaysia Non-Executive Chairman, for all the good insights. All right, Niaga Awani, we'll be taking a short break. We'll see you next.